I'm Dr. Randy Carlson here at the Intentional Living Center today, and we're gonna camp around a word called forgiveness, a word that sometimes is hard to comprehend. When we experience it, it's a beautiful thing. When we give it, it's hard to do, but it's a beautiful thing. Can we practice forgiveness in our marriage? Boy, if we don't, we're in trouble. A marriage without forgiveness is in trouble. Talking about that today live from the Intentional Living Center.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are open, 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional with forgiveness and intentional in your marriage, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, and welcome to the Intentional Living Center, a place on the planet where we focus on research, we focus on scripture, we focus on the practical application of taking God's word and applying it to our lives where it makes a difference in how we live, and it ought to make a difference in how we think and respond to each other. We are a peculiar people, the Bible says, meaning we're different, we're set apart. And so when we come to a topic like forgiveness, we're not given a lot of options here as Christians. The Bible tells us clearly to forgive one another. It is one of those commands from Scripture that frankly, we find difficult at times, and because maybe you have been deeply wronged at some point in your marriage. I think it's important to understand that forgiveness does not mean that there's not consequences. Consequences are a part of life, and there's a difference between forgiveness and totally restoring a relationship, but there are times that's not possible. But forgiveness is something that we need to give because God's commanded us to give, and we know that when we do, it makes a difference in our life. So I asked the question during this Passion Week when we're focusing on the topic of forgiveness, of God's forgiveness for us, the question being, do you have an example in your own marriage of how forgiveness has made a difference? 888-888-1717. Paul says in Ephesians 4:32, as put in the Message, I like how the Message puts it, it says, make a clean break from all cutting, backbiting, and profane talk. And here's some principles. Paul says, be gentle with one another, be sensitive, forgive one another as quickly and thoroughly as God in Christ has forgiven you. And that command is hard to do. I think when a person who's not a follower of Christ chooses to forgive, it's an amazing thing. For those of us who are followers of Christ, it's an expected thing. It's an intentional thing. It's an act. Not easy. And there's reasons that makes it even more difficult. Some of you have been through it, I know. But we'd like to hear some stories of freedom experienced as a result of forgiveness. 888-888-1717.
My wife and I had reached the brink in our marriage early on. It was the second year of our marriage. We had a young daughter that was just a year old, and we had separated, finally got a court date, and arranged custody agreement with our one-year-old daughter. But in the meantime, I fell on my knees realizing my mistakes in the marriage and was determined not to allow myself to go down that road again in our marriage. I prayed every day, all day long, just a consistent basis for 2 or 3 weeks. We were separated for probably a month. It opened the door for us to start chatting, and we both decided that we were not going to allow our family to fall apart, and we were just both determined to be intentional about how we treated each other and when we made mistakes, how we dealt with those mistakes, and just make a conscious effort to just be more appreciative of each other and show our children that we love each other.
Mm-hmm. You know, what's the hardest thing you've had to forgive in your life? People are posting on our Intentional Living Facebook. Lori says, I would have to say myself. However, I'm learning each day to let a little more go in my life. What's the hardest thing you have had to forgive? Michael says, betrayal by the family and their advice that was so worldly in our life. Cheryl says, my ex-husband for having an affair. Heather says, adultery. Marion says, my daughter's ex-husband and her new wife, and his new wife, they continue to hurt me and my daughter and their oldest son. It makes no sense for me in this relationship. You know, these hurts that come, usually around hurts in our life, hurts that we experience, things that are said or done that create the environment for us to be able to linger with things in our life and not forgive. Forgiveness is an act of giving freedom to ourself first. Doesn't mean we don't hold a person accountable, of course. Let's find out the stories here. Christina's in Texas. Welcome, Christina.
Thank you.
How has forgiveness impacted your marriage?
Well, what I was able to find out by leaning not on my own understanding and getting on my knees and really asking God what it was that I was supposed to do, because my husband had betrayed me. Mm. And by worldly standards, it's not forgivable. But I realized that I wasn't living by the world's standards, and so I had to go to God and find out what he wanted me to do. And by his grace, and only through the strength that I got from him, I was able to forgive my husband and forgive him quickly. And we don't live in that betrayal. We live in our love for each other and our love for God. And it proved so much, even, you know, to him, to show that he was worthy of forgiveness, because he's a child of God, you know, and he's my husband. And we took that vow together. And so it healed us quickly.
Well, good for you, Christine. I think some listeners might ask, where do you draw a line in forgiveness if you have a person in marriage, for instance, and whatever the behavior is that's being forgiven continues? In other words, it's a repetitive revolving door of betrayal. Is that the kind of thing that you and your spouse talked about, the new expectations moving forward? How are not only the act of forgiveness, but what are some of the new ways of making this marriage work?
Mostly just being held accountable for our actions, you know, not even to each other first, but to God first. You know, where do you see yourself in his eyes, you know, basically, before we see each other in, you know, our own eyes? So it was just going to him on the constant and talking about it and not being afraid to ask those questions of him if I see something that seems a little off, or, you know, I start to feel a certain way. Because, you know, I think women, maybe men too, I don't know, get that sense that something's going on, and not being afraid to come to my husband and say, you know, I'm feeling this, and being hopeful that he would be honest. And you do have to draw the line, because God didn't call us here to be a hurt and broken person continually. He called us to be healed, and if that person doesn't want to heal, then you can forgive them and move on.
Good counsel. Christina, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. You know, this thing of forgiveness is one of those experiences in life. It's different to forgive someone that maybe cut you off on the road and move on by letting it go and breathing a prayer for them instead of against them, I suppose. But when it gets to be in the intimacy of marriage, the deepness of the trust and confidence that we have, it can be more problematic. And certainly an indication of the ultimate act of forgiveness is God's love for us, as we betrayed him, of course. That's what this Easter season's all about. 888-888-1717. One act of forgiveness. How has it made a difference in your marriage?
Hi, I'm Pastor Jeff Love. One of the questions I get a lot is, how do I forgive someone who has really seriously hurt me? Well, I think first, it's so important to remember what we're forgiven. I will never have to forgive anybody as much as I've been forgiven. So that really helps me. The second thing is, I think it's a choice of every day, whenever it comes up in my mind. I may feel that anger well up again, or the bitterness. And in that moment, I just keep saying, Lord, I choose to forgive. Help me to walk in forgiveness. I may have to say that prayer 100 times today toward that person. But I have to remember that it's for me. Not only am I forgiving them so that they can live in freedom, but I'm the one, usually the person that offends me or hurts me, they don't even remember it anymore. They're not walking it. So I don't want to walk in captivity. So I just keep speaking that prayer. And I've definitely had those circumstances in my life where even years later, I think I'm done with it and it'll pop back up. And I have to just say, Lord, I choose to forgive and ask for his strength and power to walk in that. For Intentional Living, I'm Pastor Jeff Love.
Thank you, Dr. Love. Appreciate it. You know, talking forgiveness today and the impact in marriage, our lines are busy. You can join us on Facebook and read the comments and share some of your own. on this topic of forgiveness by going to Facebook/intentionalliving, on Twitter, of course, as well, at The IL Center. Okay, we'd love to hear from you, and let's talk. Let's go to Bernie in Florida. Hi there, Bernie. Welcome to Intentional Living Center.
Hi there. How are you guys today?
Good. Doing great. How about you?
Doing great.
What caused you to call on a topic of forgiveness today?
Well, I think forgiveness for me, my wife forgave me 7 years ago for, betraying her. And what forgiveness has done for me has given me a new hope and a new love and respect for my wife. And the fact that she was able to forgive what I did to our marriage and to our family has recommitted me to our marriage and our family. And, the biggest thing was that back then we didn't know God. And, when we were introduced to God, we knew that it was the right thing to do. And it was a struggle for a few years after that, even though she had forgiven me. But God has definitely taken our marriage and turned something really bad into something really great. And a testimony for our friends and our family. And that's what forgiveness has done for me. It's just given me a new lease on life and a new way to approach the people in my life, my wife, my children, my family, and my friends. Mm.
How has it changed you personally as a result of having a woman loves you enough to forgive you?
Well, every time I think about it, it just swells up my heart. I know that she forgave me even though I didn't deserve it. I know that that's how God delivers his grace. We don't deserve it, but he does it anyways. So in that moment of forgiveness, God really appeared. And I know what it means to be loved unconditionally. And it's very liberating. At the same time, it's something that I want to treasure and I don't want to ruin. So I fight every day for my family.
How did this whole process, Bernie, end up bringing? Was this what brought you to Christ?
Well, I hadn't been a Christ follower, but I knew that there was a God, and I had prayed to God, to get me out of my situation because I had fallen so deep into sin that by my own strength I wasn't strong enough, and so I knew that there was a breaking point, and God brought us to a place where he could reveal to my wife what I have been doing, the life I have been living, and do the work that he needed to do. So as a Christ follower, I see people today struggle. I see people today make choices that hurt, and my heart goes out to them, because I know what it's like to be in a place where it's hard. It's hard to get out, but I know what it's like to receive forgiveness, to know that you're loved, and to know that you can come back if you have faith and you have love in your life.
Good for both of you, Bernie. It's a testimony of God's grace and forgiveness. Many people get to the place where you guys were in the past and make different decisions and go in different directions. But the fact that you stood in there and said, hey, we're going to make this work, you chose to change, come close to God, let God do a change, a transformation in your life, and your wife to claim victory in this area, to hang on, is an act of, when people ask, is God real? This is an example of it here. I don't know how close you can get to an example than the transformation of somebody's life. Bernie, thanks for your call today, man. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're talking forgiveness today. And, this week we heard the news from Olathe, Kansas, of the shooting there at the Jewish Center. And there'll be a process of forgiveness. These were followers of Christ who were injured or killed in this week and wrestling with this process of forgiveness. We've been celebrating, through the remembering of this last year at the Boston Marathon, as they're going to be rerunning that again, and what happened a year ago with the bombing that occurred and the lives that were shattered and the process of forgiveness. Some may be still wrestling, others coming to a point of forgiveness. In each of our lives, we probably have things that we need to forgive and people we need to forgive. And certainly there are people throughout time that need to forgive us. I've had in my experience over years, I've offended people, didn't know I offended them in some way, And they would come sometimes. People, God had been doing a work in their life. They would come when I wasn't even aware that I had been an offense, and they would ask for forgiveness of their attitude. And I thought, boy, that is maturity. If I could be that mature to say I want to make things right with another person, that is a mature act of forgiveness. Talking forgiveness today from Intentional Living. Let me give you some examples from Scripture on this thing of knowing God's Word, getting into His Word, and then being obedient. For example, in 1 Thessalonians 4:3, it says that it's God's will. Now it's spelled out. It says to us right here, it's God's will that you should be sanctified, which is a big word for set apart, be different, that you should avoid sexual immorality. According to this passage, it says that God's will is that all believers who know the Lord Jesus Christ, have been filled with His Spirit, and are full of His salvation, should demonstrate holiness and purity of life. Here's another passage, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. In other words, as a Christian, you are to be different from the unbeliever. Because of what God has done for you, therefore, you are to be continually thankful, whatever the situation.
That's an excerpt from a teaching every month, a brand new teaching from me to members of Intentional Living around the country, and we send it to you in CD form as a way of saying thank you for your ongoing monthly membership in financial support of an Intentional Living worldwide message, not only the radio, but all the things that we do. So when you join us in support, perhaps you're sharing a dollar a day in support of the ministry, thank you. You make it possible, and we send the CD out as saying thank you for your ongoing support. And we have some folks here. Dawn just come in from our development team. Randall has joined us from Cleveland, Tennessee.
Great. Thank you so much.
The home of Lee University. Edmund from Gladwin, Michigan. Edward and Trish from Oral Valley, Arizona. And here's Robert and Yvonne from Waterflow, New Mexico.
Okay.
And these are all new monthly members of Intentional Living, and we thank you.
All those folks going to be receiving Dr. Randy's monthly coaching and mentoring CDs that we talk about every month, that you just heard a clip from this month's CD, Finding God's Will, a moment ago. Want to thank you for becoming a member of Intentional Living, and if you've never heard anything about that, don't know anything what it means, well, it's pretty simple. You just commit on an ongoing basis to give a monthly amount to the Ministry of Intentional Living. That's what makes you a member, a part of our family, our little tribe here at Intentional Living. You can find out more and even sign up to be a member. Let us know that you want to receive those CDs when you go online to theintentionallife.com. Again, it's theintentionallife.com. Or you can call our Ministry Center, West Coast Business Hours, at 888-888-1717.
Fantastic. Thank you for doing so. Thank you for your support. And God bless you for standing with us here at Intentional Living. Thank you, Dawn,
Amen.
For stopping
Thank you.
By.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live intentionally in Christ. And one of the ways we help you to live intentionally is when you begin your Intentional One Thing Challenge. The Intentional Living staff will be praying for you, and you'll find all sorts of free resources to encourage you along the way. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Our lines are still open at 1-888-888-1717. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
The biggest thing that I'm realizing is just how differently we communicate with each other.
Here's Dr. Randy Carlson to show you how to love your marriage by communicating better.
The key to a happy marriage is communication. When you communicate about a shared goal, that brings passion and intimacy to your marriage.
Fall in love all over again at the Love Your Marriage Night with Dr. Randy Carlson. Coming to Lubbock June 6th, Roswell June 7th, and Albuquerque June 8th. Register at theintentionallife.com.
Hey, Tom. Hey!
What's up?
Wow, what are you listening to?
Oh, yeah, it's a podcast from Dr. Randy Carlson. Download them all the time. I listen to them on my way into the office.
So, what are they about?
Are you kidding? If you can think of a subject, chances are Dr. Randy's got a podcast on it. Everything from making your marriage better to helping raising your kids when you'd rather sell them to gypsies.
Can I listen to that one right now, please? Lately, it seems my kids have been whisked away and replaced by aliens.
Download free podcasts, past shows, and more from Dr. Randy at theintentionallife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Hey, have you looked at our Facebook page lately? It's a good place to share prayer requests, encouragement, inspiration, your point of view, and what's going on with your day. Join our Facebook family today. Go to theintentionallife.com. Again, that's theintentionallife.com. And click on the Facebook icon. Randy?
All right, thank you much, and welcome here to the Intentional Living Center, headquartered in Tucson, Arizona, broadcasting around the world, online, on radio, through our small group, 750 small groups now, or 4,000 people in small groups, and all the things that God's allowed us to do. It's a privilege to do it, and thank you for making it possible. We appreciate it. Okay, Michelle, talking forgiveness today. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I appreciate you willing to share your story a little bit. Tell us how forgiveness made a difference in your marriage.
15 years ago, I forgave my husband for adultery. And the biggest change that it has brought about in me is that I do not judge others. I'm able to approach them with the love of Christ. I've really learned not to take offense, not to have that knee-jerk reaction.
You mean when you see someone's life not measuring up or something like that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, even you gave an example earlier about someone cutting you off in traffic.
Yeah.
Right. Even something as simple as that, just saying a quick prayer for the person.
How do you think that process of forgiveness, what you went through, helped you come to that conclusion?
Having to let go of the hurt. And it took a lot of Bible study, learning, you know, forgiveness is a commandment. It's not an option. And leaning on the Lord for that strength and praying for the understanding.
How do you think your life is better today as a result of what you've been through, or is it?
Oh, it absolutely is. I think I'm able to minister to others, to reach out in the love of the Lord. And I think it was hindered before by not having that unconditional love.
Were you kind of highly structured?
Yes.
Before? A little rigid?
Very much so.
Yeah. Well, I think it's true in life. Until we get hurt, sometimes we don't really understand other people are hurt too.
It's a very good point.
Yeah. So how's your marriage today?
It is wonderful. We just celebrated 25 years.
Good for you. How has this all changed your husband, do you think?
I don't think he truly had ever been loved unconditionally before that. And I do think he does know it now. He knows unconditional love. He understands what love truly is.
Hmm. Well, that was your job and you did it. And in the process of this very difficult negative experience, God used it for something pretty positive, it sounds like, in both of your lives.
Amen. Glory to God.
Well, stay the course. Thank you, Michelle, for sharing that with us today.
Thank you.
Mm. You know, I think she makes a really good point for us when we think about forgiveness. Until we realize how much we have been forgiven, until we really embrace the fact that God has forgiven us, then this command in Ephesians 4:32 that says, we likewise should forgive one another, just as Christ has forgiven us. It becomes a reality at that point. But unless we have experienced his love for us and his forgiveness and recognize what that really means, it can be difficult, especially when we get hurt so personally, as you've heard some of the stories today. You know, in a half hour, we can't get all the stories on that are coming in, but we always want to hear from you. Leave your story with us on our storyline. Put it on Facebook if you can, or on Twitter. Tell us what's going on in your life. You can go to Facebook/intentionalliving by coming to our website, theintentionallivingcenter.com, or on Twitter at the IL Center, and communicate with us. What an opportunity to share with people, thousands of people around the world who tune into Intentional Living, as you talk about how you've been intentional, what God is doing in your life. Intentional Living Center, we're here today for your marriage and for your life.
Hi, Dr. Carlson. This is Jean from Mesa, Arizona. And my one thing that I'm doing and that is working really good is intentionally being nice to my husband and not nagging and being as pleasant a person as I can to live with. And I've really noticed a difference in him. Our marriage is not perfect, but we're getting there.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name's Nicole. I attended your conference that you gave in Lansing, Michigan. What I'm intentionally doing in my life is loving my husband every single day as I am meant to love him.
All right. Speaking of conferences, we are back on the road. My wife, Donna, and I and our team coming up here in just a few weeks. And it's going to be a Southwest tour coming up this fall or this spring, early summer. We're going to be in Lubbock, Texas, at the Hillside Christian Church. That's coming up on Friday night, June the 6th, the first weekend of June, I think that is. And then the next night, June the 7th, Saturday night, over in Roswell, New Mexico. And then in Albuquerque on Sunday night, June the 8th, at the beautiful Legacy Church. And this is for couples. It's going to be a date night. This is a time to come out for a couple of hours and just celebrate marriage. We're going to laugh and learn. I'm going to teach the principles of living intentionally. This is a time for building marriage. I promise you that when you leave, by the time you leave, you will be challenged to think about one thing for your marriage. This is for marriages that are strong and want to grow stronger, marriages that are struggling and want to get a foothold in heading in a healthier direction. We're going to talk about the practical things of making marriage work. What are the communication styles that work and what are the communication styles that don't work? What can we learn about how we communicate with each other in our marriage? It's going to be fun. It's going to be practical. It's going to be unique. It's intentional living, after all. And you can get your tickets today. Come on over to our website. Get your tickets at theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Bring some friends with you. Make it a date night and come as a whole group. That'd be great, from your Sunday school or small group. Again, Lubbock on June the 6th, Roswell June 7th, Albuquerque June 8th. You get it? Friday, Saturday, Sunday. A little tour here in the Southwest. And then we'll be coming to Florida, too. I don't have the date in front of me right now, but coming to Panama City, Florida, here in the next several weeks as well. I'll be talking about that. Thanks for being a part of Intentional Living. God bless you, and we'll see you next time right here, live from the Intentional Living Center.